Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be your moderator and host for today's call. There's been a lot going on in the team here lately, just lots of excitement, lots of growth. I just want to make a comment about the event that happened in Tampa last weekend. Presidential Master Coordinator Sean Gray was at that event, and he, in my opinion, really knocked it out of the park. He did a fabulous job. His presentation was just so awesome, and it really helped people connect a lot of dots in terms of how to build a Shackley business, the why behind it. And really, it all comes down to our thinking and how our mindset is, our attitude around our business, our mindset, our daily thoughts that we put into our head about our business. And so if you didn't get a chance to hear him speak in Tampa, and I know there were a lot of folks who weren't able to make it down there for a variety of reasons, Sean is also scheduled to speak at the Leadership Summit in Chicago, our Team Glacken Leadership Summit in Chicago, on January 19th. And so if you have not yet gotten your tickets for that, please do so. Get your team there. Get your I really felt that Sean spoke very well to millennials as well as the older folks. He spoke to couples. He spoke, you know, he really covers a gamut of as far as what he's able to attract and share from a Shackley perspective. And so just make sure that you get your people there and that you're there if you're able to be there for the January event. And if you need tickets, it's over at theglackenhealth.com. There's an events tab, and you'll see the Leadership Summit there, and you can access all that information. So as I was at the event last weekend, I thought about something that I haven't talked about in a while here on our team calls, and I've done it in the past, but I think it's a really opportune time after hearing Sean speak and then just also looking at how many new people we have in the team and in the organization. So, you know, when you first get started, there are some mental struggles that we go through, and so I think it's time to go back to and revisit the four major enemies in network marketing. And so for those of you who've heard it before, please listen again, listen with different ears this time. You're probably going to get a different nugget because every time I read it, hear it, speak it, I internalize something a little bit differently. But also think about who on your team who maybe isn't on this call needs to hear it. Make sure they come back and listen to the podcast or share the information with them. So the four major enemies really is a story about a man named Mark Yarnell. And Mark Yarnell was very successful in network marketing ultimately. But it's going to really help you understand the story. Well, we'll help you understand what it takes to make it in network marketing because there's a lot of ups and downs. There's a lot of things that happen for folks that, you know, that you're not really prepared for. I actually had somebody at the Tampa event say to me, you know, I've been trained in sales my entire life, and yet Shackley sales are very different, and they are. And so sometimes we have this whole career behind us, and we come in with a lot of confidence, and, okay, I've been in sales for this long, and I'm going to nail this thing. I'm going to really make my network marketing career, you know, take off. And there's new skills that you have to learn in network marketing. There's just a different mindset around it. There's a different skill set. And so you do have to learn in order to be successful. There's some things that we come across. And all too often, people give up their hopes and their dreams for their future because they don't know about and perhaps don't understand these four major enemies. And these are major enemies that everybody who's in network marketing will face as they build their business. So in the case of Mark Yarnell, he was told about and he understood that he would have to face and conquer these four major enemies if he was going to succeed in his business. So let me just walk you through the story, and then I'll tie it back up, sharing some Shackley details at the end. So Mark was a minister in a small town in Texas, and he was heading into bankruptcy and about to lose his car and his home. One day, Mark discovered network marketing, and fortunately, Mark had a very wise sponsor that gave him this promise, followed with some great advice. This business can set you financially free in 1 to 3 years, Mark was told. However, Mark was also told about the price he must pay for his success. To succeed, you will have to face and conquer the four major enemies. Mark told his sponsor it was a deal. Doing as he was told, Mark quickly made a list of names of 200 people he knew that he would invite to his home to watch a video. Using the telephone, which today, you know, it might be a little bit different with Facebook and texting and all that kind of stuff, but using the telephone, Mark called every name on his list. Out of 200 calls, 80 people said no right off the bat that they were not interested. Mark encountered enemy number one. So if you have pencil and paper, please jot this down. Enemy number one is rejection. Mark thought, no problem. My sponsor warned me about that. I have 120 people that are still going to come over and watch the video. Out of the 120 people that said they would come over to watch the video, guess what? 50 didn't show up. Mark had just encountered enemy number two, deception. Again, Mark thought, no problem. My sponsor warned me about that also. I still have 70 people that have now watched the video. I'll have lots of people that will be ready to build this business now that they've seen this fantastic opportunity. Well, guess what happened next? 57 of the 70 people that watched the presentation still were not interested in this fantastic opportunity that Mark was showing them. So Mark encountered enemy number 3, apathy. Again, this did not faze Mark. His sponsor told him this was part of the process. Mark was excited because 13 people did join, and now he had 13 new business builders. Well, did he really? As Mark began to follow up with his new recruits, he discovered that one by one, for various reasons, his new business builders were not building. One by one, his business builders dropped out. Mark had finally encountered enemy number 4, attrition. Guess what? Mark was prepared by his sponsor for this enemy as well. From his 13 business builders, Mark had one serious builder. Mark went to work with this person and taught him how to build this business. Mark led by example. He showed his serious builder how to use the duplicable tools, and yes, Mark taught his builder about the 4 major enemies. This one serious builder went on to build a huge organization of sales leaders, and Mark was paid over $50,000 a month in leadership bonuses just on this one leg in his organization. So here's the lesson from this amazing success story. Your success is directly related to the degree to which you're willing to work to find others like yourself who are committed to succeed. I'm just going to read that to you one more time because I think it's very important. Your success is directly related to the degree to which you're willing to work to find others like yourself who are committed to succeed. Mark Yarnell's odds were 1 out of 200. Were those good odds? Absolutely. Chances are your odds will be better than that. This is a fantastic business and a very exciting industry that offers fantastic rewards for being successful. But to succeed, you must be willing to face and conquer the 4 major enemies. The good news is that you can do it. So let's dive into this from a Shackley perspective. So the first thing that Mark did was he created a list. And I know we've got folks on the call who say, yes, I've created my list. And if I asked you where your list was, probably some folks would say my list is under a pile of papers on my desk, or I've lost my list, or I already worked through that list. We always want to have a list of names that we're working from. If we don't have a group of people to talk to, we can't share Shackley. And it really comes down to how many people have you talked to. Now, I heard early in my Shackley career that a master coordinator was just like a distributor. The only difference was that the master had heard no more often. And I thought, wow, that means what? You know, like at the time, I didn't completely understand what that meant. But what it meant was that the master coordinator had talked to more people. They just kept going. They kept talking to people, sponsoring new people, having the people say, yes, they're going to build, and then those people not building. The whole process that we all go through, that we have to have a list of names to work from to get that process started. And I know we've got folks on the call who would prefer to work with in their cold market, and that's fine. Just realize that your odds will be even, well, I shouldn't say worse, but it'll take you more people to go through to get the numbers that Mark got, because he looked at a warm list of 200 names. And so it's usually double to triple when you're going through the cold market. So the warm market just gives us a leg up because people trust us and know us and love us. But that first enemy that Mark encountered when he called all of these people that he knew was rejection. There are going to be people that say no. Now, I know that's shocking for some of us. We love the Shackley products, and we're just stunned when people say no thank you to the Shackley products. When we have this amazing business opportunity, we're out there sharing this amazing business with people, and all of a sudden people say, no, I'm not interested in financial freedom and independence and owning my own life. And we go, gosh, what's wrong with these people, you know? But there will be rejection. One of the things I learned, though, over the years is that even with the rejection, though, I've never, until somebody tells me absolutely never call me again, I just assume they're saying no thank you right now. No, I'm not interested right now. They might be interested down the road when life changes. And I go back to my story all the time. I got involved in Shackley because of the products and was a customer for 6.5 years. The person who introduced me to Shackley kept reminding me that there was a business opportunity. And while I wasn't in need of the business opportunity and didn't see a need for it for myself initially, when there was that moment in my life when I needed a business, I was ready because I knew about the Shackley opportunity. So don't stop sharing just because somebody says no right now. It really is no right now. They're just not interested right now. So the next enemy was deception. So people are going to say that they're going to show up. People are going to say that they're going to, come to your events. People are going to even say, yes, I'm going to go online tonight and I'm going to sign up, and they don't do it. And I'm not really sure I like the word deception here, because I don't think people always tend to deceive. I think that sometimes people say, yes, I'm going to go sign up, and then they go home and they get caught up in the chaos of life. And so they forget to go on the computer. They forget to place that order. But that's where follow-up is absolutely critical. We have to keep following up. And so, yes, people might in some cases deceive us. Some people might say, yes, I'm coming, because they don't know how to hurt, or they don't want to hurt your feelings, or they don't know how to say no, and they don't show up. But when you do the follow-up and tell them what they missed, and, oh, my goodness, when can I have a chance to sit down and share it with you, it gives the person a chance to be honest with you. If they really don't want to hear about it, they can say no, thank you, or they can set up a time for you to sit down with them. Enemy number three was apathy, and boy, this is the one that I think is hardest for me to wrap my head around. You know, when we share the opportunity and there's people have needs, people might say to you, well, gosh, I don't have money to put the kids through college, or I don't have enough savings, or I don't have a plan for retirement, or whatever these things are that people might be struggling with. They've got all of these challenges, and we show them how Shackley can meet their needs, and oh my goodness, Shackley does meet their needs, but they're not interested. They're not willing to take the next step. They're not willing to go to the next level, to even just sign up and get started. And sometimes people think that they've got to commit so much, or that they're going to have somebody, over their shoulder, just like a J-O-B. And in Shackley, it's not like that, but it takes time for us to educate people and help them see really what Shackley is all about. But that apathy one, oh gosh, I just get so frustrated sometimes, because I know how Shackley could help somebody, and I know that what they're challenged by, Shackley really would solve it. But, some people just, they're not willing. And typically those people, they're not going to do a whole lot of dreaming in their life. They're not really trying to make a change. Maybe they have some needs, but they're not really willing to change life to fix that problem. And then enemy number four, attrition. This was one that I was very aware of early on, and I've experienced it through my entire Shackley career. People come and people go. People get started and then they fall off. I was sharing this with actually a builder. I have a person who's in my personal group, who's been in my personal group for, gosh, years. And she wanted to get started in her business, and then she steps back, and then she gets started, and then she steps back. And the beauty of a Shackley business is that you can always get started again, that it's never gone, that it's always there for us. And really what I found with her is that because I'm in community with her quite a bit, we talk quite a bit, we see each other quite a bit, it's kept her more engaged in Shackley than if I had never seen her again. And so I think about some of the builders who've maybe started and then they fall off the face of the earth. Sometimes it's lack of exposure. Sometimes it's not being in front of them enough. It's not staying in, maybe it's my lack of follow-up in some of those cases. Maybe I didn't do as good of a job as I could have staying in touch with those people. Because I think the more we're able to stay in touch with people and communicate and get information in people's hands, the more likely they are to stick with it. Because we're all going to experience ups and downs. We're all going to experience when people say to us, oh, my goodness, that's not going to work. Or we're going to have somebody who signs up and then doesn't do what they say they're going to do, and we can get a little discouraged. And so that happens to all of us. And in those moments, it's easy to say, oh, this just isn't for me, or it's not going to work. But that's why we go back to our vision. We get reignited by our vision, and we just stick with it. But typically the people who really stick with it are people who have strong upline support. So the reason I'm sharing this is that when you're in your business and you're growing your business and you're thinking about, okay, how do I really get out there and move people forward and help people achieve the goals that they've said they want to achieve, I think a big part of it is the follow-up and staying in connection, staying in community with the people who get started, so that they can keep experiencing Shackley, ask the questions, share the struggles, because sometimes people think they're the only one who's had a no-show event, or they're the only one who's had somebody say no to them. And that's not the case. We've all had it. And as a matter of fact, as a senior master coordinator, I've probably had it more than most people on this call. I know Tony and Debbie Underwood have had lots and lots of no's, and Becky and Chris Cash have had lots and lots of no's. And really, that's the only difference between somebody at a different rank than you, is that they've probably had more no's. So we've got to get out there and talk to more people. But if we know that we're going to have the rejection and the deception and the apathy and the attrition, if we know that up front, it helps us to have our mind in a different place, so that when it happens, we can be like Mark Yarnell. If you listen to the story when he encountered enemy number one, rejection, and Mark thought, no problem, my sponsor warned me about that. So if we prepare our people for some of what's going to happen, that there will be no's, that there will be people who start and stop. There will be people who go into the witness protection program and you can never get a hold of them again on the phone, even though they were going to be your best builder or your best customer. It happens to all of us. And if we know it up front and our builders know it up front, it just makes the process a little bit simpler. It makes it easier to go through the process. It makes it easier to say, okay, I had somebody that rejected Shackley, or I had somebody who, gosh, it seemed like they would be interested in Shackley, but they're just not willing to do it. So that was the apathy. You know, if we know that up front, we'll be able to work through that process a little bit easier and not beat ourselves up and not get so discouraged. But that's really the purpose of this story. The main reason that I like to share this on occasion is because these four enemies are the enemies that we all encounter. And too often we forget that we're going to encounter them. I have seasoned leaders that get very discouraged when people drop off the face of the earth and they come to me and they go, oh my gosh, what happened? What did I do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. It's people. The best thing about our business is that we work with people, and the most challenging thing about our business is we work with people, because not everybody does what they say they're going to do. Not everybody has the ability to tell you no, they're not interested. Not everybody will get off their duck, so to speak, and get into action and work and build a Shackley business. And so we're going to encounter all these different types of people as we go through building our business. And the more we're prepared for that, the more we realize what some of the challenges are going to be along the way. It just makes it easier to get through those challenges. So I hope everybody got something from this call. I saw a couple of folks who were dropping into the call later on as we were wrapping up, and so I started this whole conversation today talking about the four major enemies in network marketing. And so if you didn't get to hear the whole thing and you want to hear it, please listen to the podcast. My office assistant typically gets all of the podcasts back up and loaded on Mondays, and so you should have it by Monday to be able to hear the recording from this call. But just remember that we're all going to face rejection. We're all going to have people say they're going to do something and they don't do it. We're all going to have people who seem like they should be interested in Shackley and then they're not. Those are the people who are apathetic. And then, of course, we're going to all have attrition, where people come on board and then they don't stick with us. And so that's why we always have to bring new people into our business. We've got to create our list of names. We've got to have a place that we're working from so that we can talk to lots and lots and lots of people. Everybody on this call can have a massive Shackley business. You can all have the size of an organization, the income that you want, if you talk to enough people. So keep going out there. Keep sharing this amazing gift of Shackley. And keep hearing no, because every time you hear a no, you're closer to getting your yes. And maybe you make a game of it. Count up how many no's you get so that it can be sort of a fun game that you experience. But let's all go out there and share this amazing gift of Shackley, because we truly are changing people's health and their wealth on a daily basis. What we have is what people desperately want and they're seeking. So I hope you have a fabulous rest of your day. I know this is a little bit of a shorter call, so hopefully you can get out there, make some more phone calls, and go out and enjoy your Shackley weekend. So I'll talk to you guys same time, same place next weekend. Have a good one, everybody. Goodbye now.